Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Many ecosystems are precariously balanced webs of interaction among large numbers of plants and animals. Stefano Alessina, assistant professor of ecology and evolution at the University of Chicago, explains the math behind the stability of complex ecosystems.
Ecologists are interested in the relationship between the diversity of an ecosystem and its stability. Our species-rich environments, such as rainforests, which can contain tens of thousands of species, somehow less vulnerable to disruption? In 1972, physicist Robert May shook the world of ecology with a provocative prediction. The greater the number of species, the less stable the ecosystem. His simple mathematical model suggested that we should not be able to observe ecosystems with a large number of species in nature, but all around us, we see a vast diversity of species, so May speculated that nature must employ, quote, devious strategies, unquote, to maintain species diversity. Ecologists have spent the last 40 years trying to find these devious strategies, building increasingly elaborate versions of May's model in attempts to square it with reality. In a recently published article, my students C. Tang and I chose instead to return to May's original model and make a subtle change. In May's model, the type of interaction between species is drawn at random. However, in nature, species can either interact as predators and prey, or they can compete for the same resources, or they can cooperate, such as pollinators and plants. When these interactions are built separately into May's model, they produce very different results. With predator-prey relationship, ecosystem can support an infinite number of species. Conversely, ecosystems built upon exclusively competitive or cooperative relationships are highly unstable. The revised model suggests that Earth's rich ecosystems are stabilized by a backbone of eat-or-be-eaten predator-prey pairs. Our work demonstrates the undiminished power of May's elegant model to prompt important questions about nature laws 40 years after its publication.
That was Stefano Alessina of the University of Chicago. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.